Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today we have with us Allison Crawford with Midwest Print Solutions. Welcome, Allison.
Hi, Lee. How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm excited to learn about Midwest Print Solutions. How are you serving folks?
Midwest Print Solutions is a company that offers systems and services to commercial printers to enhance their print production. So we enhance the print quality, essentially, with a variety of consumer packaging companies and publication gravure printers around the world.
So how'd you get into this line of work?
Interesting. I was a stay-at-home single mom for many years. I got back into the workforce about 2006, worked at a company for 10 years. They went out of business, and I had grown to love my customers. I consider a lot of them actually my friends. It's a great industry. So then I proceeded to start my own company, and now I'm supporting all my former customers as well as a lot of new ones that we brought on board.
So now your work is kind of when a printer has a problem, you're the solution?
We rep a company out of Switzerland called Spangler Electronic, and they offer electrostatic assist systems for gravure printing. We also have a full line of anti-static products that we use. A lot of major pharmaceutical companies actually use our technology in their production process.
So now, are there a lot of printers or printing going around in the United States?
Oh, yeah. And especially right now, one thing I don't think people realize during the pandemic, it was printing companies were considered essential, because think of all the products in your grocery store. Everybody's home cooking nowadays, so there was an increase needed in production for all beer boxes, all your chip bags, all that fun stuff.
So I guess the layperson doesn't appreciate anything that anytime you see packaging or the printed word anywhere, it had to be printed somewhere.
Oh, there's quite a large process that goes into it from conception all the way down to when it goes to the store. So we're a small piece of it, but a pretty important piece, because our electrostatic assist system makes sure that the print is basically printed crisp on there, and there's no snowflaking and missing ink on the product.
And this is mission critical, because if they're down just for a little bit, everything stops, right? If they don't have the right label or the right signage or the right kind of writing attached to it, they can't send the stuff out, or it doesn't exist until it's fixed, right?
Can't get rejected. Yeah. But, you know, and people put so much, it's brand recognition in the stores, and it's very important that when it's printed correctly.
And I bet people are picky about this kind of thing, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they take pride. I'd like to say they're more prideful.
Now, and that has to do with the color as well, right? Because the color has to be exactly the color they expect it to be, and off by a shade or two is not acceptable.
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
Now, that sounds, in my head, it sounds easy, but I bet that's pretty difficult to kind of replicate that same exact color time and time again without losing any of the quality from the first print to the last.
Well, a lot of the technology that goes into the print process is repeatability, and they pretty much got that down to a good science. So
now, what's the pain that these printers are having where Midwest is the answer?
Well, right now, during winter, we see drier air conditions. And right now, the biggest calls that we've been fielding with our customers is static issues that they have. Because, you know, you can't have things coming off a printing press and flying everywhere or being stuck together when they move it to the next, you know, like, let's say your bags or your publication gravure printers. You know, a lot of that stuff goes into a stack or binder. you can't, everything's got to line up perfectly. And when static's involved, it's never good. Also static, and a lot of the printers that we work with are considered class one div one. And, you know, they use ink that if there's a spark, there's a potential problem, and static causes sparking.
And that's so just because
it's also a safety feature to have anti-static in your process.
And then this is something that when the weather gets colder, it becomes more of an issue. Like it's not as noticeable in the warmer months when there's more humidity.
Right. As soon as I want to say September is kind of when we call it static season for us. Customers are calling looking for, you know, everything becomes kind of cyclical. You know, when I've been in the industry now going on 15 years. So.
And so this is it, there wasn't a problem because there was humidity that was kind of covering up the problem. But when the humidity goes away, then it becomes evident that there's a problem and they have to solve this now.
Definitely.
Now, has COVID created other problems for you in terms of it being able to execute this? I know you mentioned that the workers were essential, but what did that impact your business in terms of how you were able to deliver your services?
Well, thankfully, we were able to get, we had several systems that needed to be completed this year. There was the issue of not allowing technicians into the facility. So that gave us an opportunity to try and do things different. You know, we kind of had a routine of, you know, bringing the equipment in, shipping it down to a customer, and our director of engineering would go in and install equipment. Now it's given us the opportunity that if a customer has a crew capable of doing installation of the equipment, we've allowed them to install the equipment and oversee it and use things like Zoom and FaceTime or whatever works best for that customer. And at the end, it was great because, you know, we didn't have to run the risk of going in plants and traveling. And it also saved the customer money because, you know, service can be expensive having a tech come down there. So it worked out for everybody, really.
And then is this something you think you'll be able to implement once the pandemic's kind of wanes?
Yeah, I do. We've sat back and we've had some conversations after things and said, well, that worked. Why have we never, you know, I think you're in a habit of doing things a certain way because that's kind of the way you've always done it, right? And COVID has given us the opportunity to look outside our normal box and say, well, wait, what if we do it this way? Or what if we do it this way? And let's start offering more remote capabilities. Like we're offering now, we're able to dial into people's systems if they allow us and troubleshoot things remotely. We always had that capability, but we never really used it. And I think COVID just kind of thrust us into it. But it's been great for everybody, and knock on wood, things are great.
Now, how during this difficult time, because a lot of your customers might have been having a challenge as well during COVID, how have you maintained that loyalty of those long-term customers?
You can always access us. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves in. Compared to our competitors that we have out there, is we offer 24/7, 365 support. Virtually, obviously, is the first pick right now, right? But you can always get a hold of either myself or a director of engineering or one of the other team members. And that's important to our customers because they work 24/7, you know, and run three shifts. And if somebody has an issue at 3 o'clock in the morning, they can always call us. And we'll respond right away.
And so that, I think that's important, and especially in today's time. I think that responsiveness and that kind of high degree of empathy to really appreciate what your customers are going through and how important it is to them, and then therefore it's important to you, really goes a long way in keeping customers for life.
It really does. And I mean, we kind of, to us, it's not work because we've work with these customers and we genuinely really like them. They're our friends and they're just such a pleasure to work with. And the last thing that we ever want is somebody to experience an issue, whether it be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're having to wait 6 hours and time is money and they don't have time to wait, you know? So we're able to respond as soon as they call.
Now, can you talk a little bit about why it was important for you to become a certified women business owner? Why was it important to kind of get involved with WeBank and to, you know, get certified? Because that's, you know, that takes a lot of work. That's not something that you just, you know, say, yeah, that's me, and then you're done. Like, there's a lot of moving parts to that.
There really is. And for me, on a personal level, I can proudly say that I am the only woman doing what I do. So to be able to certify myself, it was a little bit of like, you know, a checkbox for me. Like, yeah, I did it. Now on a professional level, I had several customers and I knew it was important to them. And they had kind of asked, and that's where I started looking into it. And I said, all right. And there were several different groups, women's certification organizations, but, you know, I said, I wanted the WeBank because that seemed like the gold standard, right, amongst all of them. So, you know, personally, it was checking a box for me as an accomplishment that I finally, you know, did it. I've been recognized, certified. And like I said, it was important to several of our customers too, you know, for their supplier diversity programs.
And that's something women out there that are running their own businesses have to understand, that there is opportunity, business opportunity to get work in maybe areas that you're not in by getting that certification. And they do a good job of kind of matchmaking and letting each of the organizations know of each other so that you can have those opportunities.
Right. And I, you know, I have a couple other friends of mine that are women and that own companies, and I've been reaching out to them. I'm like, I'll help you, because it can seem a little overwhelming at first when you go through and see what's required of the certification. And I just earlier this year did my recertification for this year. And I mean, they've streamlined it. It's a lot easier. I think sometimes people are just overwhelmed, right? And with what's required. And it's really, in the grand scheme of things, not that bad. And it's totally worth it.
Right. And they're doing it, and for the best of intentions, they just want to make sure that you are who you say you are. And that way it's a good match, and that when a person is getting a benefit of working with a minority vendor, that they are really working with a minority vendor. It's not just someone who said, yeah, that's I'm that person, when there was no vetting of that.
Right. And like I said, you know, they seem to be the gold standard, and that's why they are the gold standard, is because they do so much vetting and question asking and submitting of documents. And that's important.
Now, now that we're kind of ending this year and moving into next year, is it hard for you to forecast into next year? Or are you optimistic about next year? What's kind of your view as you move forward and grow?
I was really optimistic at the beginning of the year, but obviously COVID hit, and who saw that coming a mile away? But I'm pretty optimistic. You know, we did not sell as many systems this year overall as we had hoped. We've still had tremendous growth since I started the company in 2016. So I'm very thankful and appreciative of that. But I think next year will be an even better year, you know, because like I said, our customers basically said, yeah, we want the equipment, but we have to wait until next year because we can't stop. I mean, they're making canned food labels, beer boxes, there's such a demand for consumer packaged goods right now, especially during COVID. That we're really optimistic that we'll have even greater growth next year.
Right. They're not kind of growing with you because of lack of want to. It's just that the circumstance, they're just going full bore right now, that they can't breathe. They need to take a breath at some point.
It is crazy how busy some of our customers are, but you know, that's good for them.
Right. And I'm sure it's going to pay off in the long run for you guys as well.
I hope so.
Now, as you've gone through this kind of COVID and you've seen maybe some tweaks to your business, what do you think the ideal customer, has that shifted at all, or it's still the same people that are having these similar printing problems? They're just kind of maybe not aware of your services yet. And then once they are, then maybe they'll become customers. Or is that what you need in order to grow?
We're still kind of trying to get our name out there. You know, I had a huge client base that, like I said, came on board with my company when I started it. And we've added people. We've been so busy. And like I said, such tremendous growth since we've started. I mean, almost 1,000% growth in 5 years' time is yeah, I've been pretty busy.
That's so phenomenal.
Like now I've had time to try and get the name out there and do a little bit more marketing and advertising. And so and there's new companies popping up all the time, and there's, you know, new branches, and it's a growing field.
Now, is most of your work in the Midwest? Is that, I know that's where you're based, but is that where most of the customers are, or they can be anywhere?
No, we actually, with our agreement, we're able to service Canada, United States, but we're all over the U.S. I mean, we have customers in California, we have customers in Texas, out east.
Right, wherever there's printers, right, that there can be customers.
Right, right.
Well, congratulations on all the success, Allison.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're doing important work, and it's nice to be appreciated by your customers, because they wouldn't keep coming back if they weren't satisfied. I mean, proof.
They are. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without them, and so for that, I'm truly thankful for them.
Well, if there's a printer out there that's having a problem, especially with static this time of year, what is the website to get a hold of you?
They can find us at www.midwestprintsolutionswithanus.com.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Well, thank you, Lee, for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.